Jeremy Piven joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, bro. Dude, this is like a real treat for me because I think you're an incredible talent. And that character that you honed could only be played by you. It's amazing. Like, your personality, you made him likable, and you made him a guy that you want to hang with.
Well, thank you so much, man. I mean, the character was written beautifully, and it was my job as an actor to inhabit the character fully. And I think it's a really big compliment that people either assume that I actually am that character, which is fascinating to me because it's all of our jobs to work on the highest level that we possibly can and to bring everything we can to a role. So that it's always been baffling to me that people would think that I am that character because it is a fictional character and it's a role and I'm an actor. And you just even said, you know, you bring your personality to that character. Well, actually, as an actor, you just try to play it as truthfully as you possibly can, not judge the character and inhabit it fully. So, you know, am I a reactive Hollywood agent? No, I'm not, but it sure was fun to play.
Yeah, you know what it is? I guess we know that guy, what that guy is about, like who that guy is.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. you know, having seen you and followed your career, you have there's a likability that came, that you added to that character because a lot of those guys you don't want to be in the same room with, right? So, you know, what you brought, I thought, was this likability. You still had the edge. You still nailed the character, but you made him likable. I guess my question is, do you ever resent Ari Gold? Because some people do. Some people that have played a very popular character oftentimes grow to resent him.
I think if you resent, first of all, as an actor, why would you ever resent an opportunity to work? You know, it's also you can't have any regrets. I played the character for 8 seasons in a movie, and it was life-changing. So, first of all, you should never regret anything in life. And it's your job, if you are possibly seen in one way or misunderstood or any of that stuff, it's your job to figure out a way to navigate through that and to build the best life possible. And it brings, watch this transition, it brings me to this moment where I've been totally immersed in stand-up comedy and loving it. And it's the one arena that I've never done. I've grown up on the stage and done, you know, so many different forms of it and actually grew up doing sketch comedy, done film and TV, theater, and now stand-up comedy. And I'm heading to the Punchline Friday through Sunday in Philly. And I can't wait to perform for you guys.
I'm really excited for it. Again, Punchline Philly. You can go to punchlinephilly.com. It's 33 East Laurel Street, right next to the Fillmore. Jeremy's going to be there at 7th. 2 shows, Friday night, 7:30, 9:45. Saturday night, 7:30, 9:45. And Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And it's an intimate evening with Jeremy Piven and friends. I only bring this up to you because I sat with James Gandolfini a couple times, and I remember I always got that sense that he was sort of not resentful, but he was done with Tony Soprano. It was like, I'm done with that. There's a new, you know, and he was such a terrific actor. Well, like I think you are, that, you know, you don't want to, you almost be like, all right, listen, that needs to go away. I need more challenges and new roles.
I don't listen. He was brilliant in that role, and like myself, he was a journeyman actor, as we all are, and that's what we do. And if you're lucky enough to hit an iconic role, you just need to embrace it. And God rest his soul, he's no longer with us, and we're here. I hate to get morbid, but we're lucky to be here. We're all lucky to be alive, and And we just got to embrace that and on to the next challenge. And for me, I went right into a new series, which I shot in London, called Mr. Selfridge, that was on PBS here. And then I went into Wisdom of the Crowd on CBS. And now I'm embracing my love of being on the stage and doing stand-up comedy. And for me, it's like I get to write all my own dialogue. And I'm the lead, the writer, producer, editor, everything all in one. And it's incredibly challenging. And it's a chance for me, selfishly, for you to come and see me on stage and get a sense of who I am.
Yeah.
And as a person, as opposed to that fictional character. And, you know, I'm a guy that grew up in Chicago, grew up in a theater family, and what that was like and how I navigated my life and what I find funny and stories. And it's just, it's pretty incredible, because no interview, article, whatever, is going to give people a sense of who I actually am, and as opposed to seeing me on stage. And also, it's no joke. I mean, stand-up comedy, no matter how funny you are or think you are, is a totally different skill set that, you know, I've had to come by, honestly. Get up every night and grind and work on that set, and that's where I'm at now.
Yeah, and it is a grind. Jeremy Piven with us, and, you know, talk about a completely different lifestyle. It's not a 30-day shoot or a 20, whatever your TV schedule was, or a 30-day shoot for a movie. This is every night, different towns, calling, yeah, you know, the goofball radio dude in the morning and saying, yeah, hey, look, I'm going to be in your town. What the idea of stand-up, I mean, when you first, what kind of gave you that moment, like, you know what, I really want to try to tackle this? What was the impetus?
Well, I was in L.A., and they said, listen, we're raising some money for underprivileged kids to get toys. And I just said, count me in. And I got up on stage with a guy named Russell Peters, who's a brilliant stand-up, and the two of us hosted the evening. And it was really fun, and it was terrifying. And, I've been on stage since I was 8 years old as an actor.
Yeah.
But doing stand-up was a totally different exchange, and it was scary, and I hadn't felt that level of nerves in a while, because you're just navigating that stage in a different way, you know. And I got the bug. I kind of prepared some material, and you know, the idea of like coming up with something funny alone and then having people in a room laugh is really addictive, and that's kind of, I got the bug. And just started getting up as much as possible, and, you know, learned the difference between, like, you know, getting up once a month and having fun to taking it seriously and getting up every night. And that's what one needs to do to be a real stand-up, and I'm having a blast.
Jeremy, you've been so successful, TV, movies, now you're doing the stand-up. What else is there? Like, is there going to be a music album coming out? What do we have? What else do we have coming from you? Like, is there something? Is there something that you haven't tackled that is still on your horizon that you want to?
I'm just immersed in this new challenge. You know, it's funny. People are like, "Man, you're looking young these days. Is it because you're trying something completely new?" And I think it might be, because no matter what age you are, if you kind of have an ego death, you put it aside and go, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to be good at this. I've got to just immerse myself into it and see where it takes me. There's something very, you know, you have to be very childlike about it and present and take a note from anyone, that type of thing. And, you know, I'm a rookie in this game. And yet if I approach it like that and I'm hungry, one can progress and get better. Am I going to be suddenly, reinventing myself and coming out as a singer-songwriter? You will not be seeing that. Although I play the drums, and I'll play with anyone. I love playing the drums.
Oh, get out.
But no, this is, and I would love to get suggestions, because I've really not spent a lot of time in Philly. And if there's any great music venues or anything like that, I'm going to be there at the Punchline.
Yeah.
Every night. And by the way, we're
right near the Punchline, right near where you're at, is the Fillmore, yeah, which is really cool. Some really great musical acts. Some good food. Philadelphia has really good music. You know what we'll do? We'll send you a rundown of everything to do and to hang out, because you'll love the town. It's a great city. It's a big sports city. So you're from Chicago, and what is this All-Star Weekend that's coming out that you're doing?
It's a movie with it's a movie with Jamie Foxx that Jamie wrote and directed, and I play an obsessed Steph Curry fan, and he's an obsessed LeBron James fan, and we're a couple guys from the Midwest, from Gary, Indiana, and we're trying to get to the All-Star game in L.A., and madness ensues, and Jamie's brilliant, and, you know, is so ridiculously talented, and we had the cast is insane, like, everyone from Robert Downey Jr., Jerry Butler, Benicio Del Toro, just on and on and on.
That's awesome!
Yeah, it's insane, and we had a blast shooting it, and Jamie's been editing it for a while now, and I personally can't wait to see it. But on another note, on Sunday, we're doing a benefit for this guy, Ryan Straz. I don't know if you heard about this. Strazninski. And he's a hockey player that was injured in a crash at 19 years old.
Yes.
He's a really inspiring kid. He immediately said, I'm getting back on the ice, and I'm going to, play for... play hockey in the paraplegic league and try to make the Olympic team, the Paralympics. And he's just a really inspiring kid. And I found his story and said, what can I do? And they said, what about a benefit? So on Sunday in Philly at the Punchline, all the proceeds go to him, and just to help his rehabilitation, it's going to cost about $300,000 to trick out his house. You know, to have it would be wheelchair accessible and for him to train. And so if you come out and we get to hang and we'll take pictures afterwards, all the money goes to him. So it's a really great cause.
Oh, that's fantastic. In fact,
yeah.
I'm going to, you know what, let's go on Sunday night. It'd be great. We'll come support you Sunday night. And I think it's a great cause that what you're doing. That's cool, man.
Thank you. I
really appreciate that. That's dynamite.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, just, you know, I love opportunities like this. And this kid is so inspiring to all of us because it puts it in perspective. I mean, you were talking about it. You're like, are you resentful that you played this character? Am I resentful? Am I resentful to be, you know, the dream is to be, is to be a working actor. And so why would you ever resent living your dream? And by the way, we're all, you know, we have all of our limbs and we're alive. And that's, you know, we need to be grateful in this life. And this kid has been struck. His life was changed in an instant. And so we get to, you know, get together on a Sunday at night and laugh and raise money for this guy. So I'm honored.
That's awesome, bro. That's good stuff. So Jeremy Piven, make sure you go out and check him out. Friday, two shows. Saturday, two shows. Sunday, you can go to visitpunchlinephilly.com. And I'm going to be there. We're going to go Sunday night and support you. Jeremy, man.
Amazing.
Yeah, really. Great time, man. Really enjoyed talking to you, brother.
Thank you. You as well. And we'll see you Sunday. And everyone else, I'll be there the 20th through the 22nd at the Punchline in Philly. So I'll see you soon.
Sounds great. You're going to love the town, too. Break a leg, brother. Good job, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Jeremy Piven on the Comcast Business Hotline.